The president is in Florida today, where he's touting Republican tax cuts. But he spent the morning ripping into former FBI Director James Comey. The attacks have escalated since Comey gave an exclusive interview over the weekend about his upcoming book to ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. Here's how Comey described the president.
A person who sees moral equivalence in Charlottesville, who talks about and treats women like they're pieces of meat, who lies constantly about matters big and small and insists the American people believe it, that person's not fit to be president of the United States.
Meanwhile, the president's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is in court today. He says records the FBI seized in his office should be protected by attorney-client privilege, and the U.S. government is considering more sanctions against Russia over its support for Syria. NPR's Ron Elving joins us now. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Eric. Good to be with you.
So James Comey, I mean, he did not mince words in his description of the president. He even compares Trump to a mafia boss. It's incredible to hear a former FBI director describe a sitting president in this way. But did we learn anything new, Ron, from the ABC News interview?
Not if you read the book or if you saw any of the many reviews and stories about it in the news. There are actually quite a number of gangster comparisons in the actual book. But with the ABC interview, of course, far more people saw that than are likely to read the book. So a lot of people may be shocked to hear this kind of talk coming from a guy who's been in top-level jobs in three different presidential administrations, in both political parties, FBI director, deputy attorney general in the George W. Bush administration, a top U.S. attorney before that. So it's shocking. If you've followed this particular fellow, James Comey, over the years, you know how hard he has tried to be seen as nonpartisan, the model G-man who cared only about the integrity of the process.
Very interesting and shocking in many ways. I mean, Comey wrote the book while the special counsel's investigation is still ongoing, Ron. I mean, doesn't that book put, you know, him and his former colleagues at the FBI in a tough spot?
It would seem to play into the narrative we're hearing from the president and his minions about how the FBI and others in the Department of Justice hatched a conspiracy to rob him, President Trump, of his election victory of 2016. But for Comey personally, you know, this really is his moment. When he and his publisher worked out this schedule, they had no idea where exactly things would stand at this point. But they did know they wanted to put Jim Comey's side of the story before the nation as soon as possible. That has to do with sales, as well as political impact and exoneration for Mr. Comey.
Ron, what do you make of the White House's response to this book and the ABC interview? I mean, the Republican National Committee and the White House have slammed it. Polls have shown the public is split on James Comey. Why fire back on Twitter and elsewhere against Comey all the time?
To some degree, there has been a measured response from the White House more generally. But the president himself clearly is following his long-standing dictum that if someone hits you, you should hit back 10 times harder. And so tweet after tweet after tweet in sometimes fusillades of six and seven at a time, the president has been calling Comey a slime ball and saying he was only trying to get a job with Hillary Clinton when he made certain decisions having to do with her email investigation in 2016. So he has certainly demonstrated that in terms of the characterization of his dignity in Mr. Comey's book, Mr. Comey may have been onto something.
Ron, you've read the book. Is there anything, you know, in the book that didn't get on the ABC interview that you find relevant, interesting, or worth talking about?
There is a great deal of material in the book that was not in the interview that has to do with Mr. Comey's own life. Mm. Most of the book, two-thirds of the book, has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It all takes place before he ever met Donald Trump or before he actually even came to Washington. It has to do with his early life, experiences in high school and college, law school, things that he did in his early years as a U.S. attorney when he worked for Rudy Giuliani in Manhattan, and some of the things that he learned investigating the mafia about that particular social subculture. There's quite a bit of interesting material, but it's obviously there to set up the believability of the judgments that Comey makes later in the book.
Let's switch to Syria a bit. President Trump authorized missile strikes in Syria over the weekend in retaliation for alleged chemical weapons attack by the Syrian government. Here's UN Ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News Sunday explaining the rationale for the attack on Syria.
Assad knew that Russia had his back. Assad knew that Russia would cover for him at the United Nations. And Assad got reckless, and he used it in a way that was far more aggressive. We have to be very conscious of the fact that we can't allow even the smallest use of chemical weapons. That's why you saw the president strike this past weekend.
Haley says the U.S. is preparing more sanctions against Russia for its support of Assad's government. But Ron, I mean, could sanctions or this weekend's strike, will it do anything to really change the horrible dynamic on the ground in Syria?
You know, 100 Tomahawk missiles is not just a calling card. And that strike may have degraded the chemical weapons capability of the Syrians. However, it is not likely to alter the course of the civil war in Syria, the war itself, or to lessen the Russian commitment there. Even with the horrific provocation of these chemical attacks, and despite that Allied response, this was ultimately a very limited action that left the status quo very much intact in Syria. And that was clearly intentional. This president is no more willing than his predecessors to invest in actually ousting Bashar al-Assad.
That's NPR's Ron Elving, senior editor and correspondent for NPR's Washington Desk. Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.